that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I got proof.
Takes us that same number, you know, Evan. Man, I must be losing it, man. I thought this was a second break.
Oh no, man. We got a lot on our minds. We do.
But anyway, man, I just don't. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. And at some point in time, man, we got to get to the root of this and fix it, man. You know.
One thing I feel like we have to touch on is that, like you said, there's a reason, right? Like, why is this happening? And from where I stand, I see church leaders having failed their flock in some regards. I mean, these people not leading in good faith, people rejecting certain types of people, backing political candidates. All of a sudden now, American politics is one and one with the church. You know, the flag might as well be right up there on the altar. And I mean, it turns people off.
Well, you know, Evan, and that really kind of is at the root of it, because if you look at what's happening with evangelicals and people watch that, and they watched evangelicals get caught up in politics. And, you know, it was always when I was a young person, that they tried to keep those things separate. They really did. They really tried to keep them separate. But under this new conservative regime, they really have pushed this thing to the limit. And so people don't want to hear that, man. They don't.
Yeah.
They look at people who are conservatives and evangelicals who are still pushing and fighting and saying Donald Trump is president of the United States.
Talk about missing the forest for the trees.
Yeah, and you say, well, and these are what? These are Christian people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do we have on the line?
Got a couple here. First up, we've got Harold from Madison.
Hey, Harold, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Actually, it's Carol.
Hey, okay, Carol.
Man,
okay.
I cannot hear a darn
That's
thing.
That's okay.
I'm sorry about that, Carol.
Oh, that's fine.
Yes,
actually, I'm calling because I was raised in the church, went to church every day. I am a Protestant, and I kind of loosely connected through college and occasionally after, but am not a regular churchgoer right now. Although I think there's a lot of difference between faith and spirituality and not necessarily needing to go to church every day to have those values. The other problem, though, that I see is the hypocrisy in those who profess to be Christians who do not behave, act, judge, accept people the way that I believe Christ wanted us to do that.
Hey, Evan, you got something laying around we can give her? Because she's 100% correct.
No. Would you like a shirt, Carol?
You know, I actually have a couple of shirts, but thank you for the offer.
No problem. No, that's good.
She hit it on the head. And I wish I had more time, Carol. Thank you very much for the call. Who do we have up next, Evan?
Up next, we've got Tom from L.A.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, first off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, there has been such a basic trust in every aspect of our society that has been broken.
Yes.
And people that you think you can trust, you can't trust. People that profess to be one way are an absolute opposite way. And I think that breaks down the society. Also, I think the fact that, you know, everything is automated. Everything is completely where we're not people to people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think the third thing is the fact that these mega churches don't pay any taxes, but they are actually at the pulpit and constantly professing things that Jesus Christ never even said.
They're almost political entities. I mean, they're part of the party.
There was a reason why there was supposed to be a separation between church and state.
Yes.
It was to protect church and state. It's not just to protect the state. It's
well said.
Tom, do you think that, you know, the society is better now? Again, with people not having had some prior connection to some type of deity, even if you pull away from it, you know, maybe when we were kids, we were frightened into believing those things. But today, there's a society that has no bounds, man. It's unchained.
It's an interesting question, because if you look at Piaget, you know, you have the concrete all the way to the abstract in terms of thinking.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wonder if all of the stories of Jesus and, you know, being tempted by the devil and having two different places.
Man, these are some bangers, Tom. You are just nailing it right now.
Hey, Tom, is there one other caller, Evan?
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
And all of that, having that foundation before we actually can think of religion and God not as a proverbial Santa Claus, but actually as an entity or as an energy source. That changes as you grow up. A lot of people that are still looking at God as
So, Tom, the whole purpose of my conversation was not so much, again, whether or not people believe in any of those things. It's, were we a better society when...
I guess it would compare us right now to the time of the Tower of Babylon,
right?
Where the rich thought they could make their way all the way up to the heavens. And, you know, God made it where all of them had to speak completely different languages and they couldn't get the tower built.
Hey, Tom, I wish we had more time, man. We got to go. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made
so
the show go.
Good metaphors, man.
Thank you, Evan. I will see you guys on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Evan, you didn't collect the money.
Oh, shucks. Darned it.
See you later.
Good night, buddy. Take care.
Faces.